Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to The Checkout, and happy Valentine's Day to you. Hope you're sending your love out everywhere you go to your family and friends, and hopefully some strangers, too. We need more love in this world today. Welcome to The Checkout, a podcast you're hopefully subscribing to on iTunes, Stitcher, Google Play, wherever you get your podcasts. And while you're there, give us some love back. Give us a 5-star rating while you're at it and help spread the word and gospel of this program celebrating new music of jazz and beyond. I'm Simon Rentner. I should mention this show is produced at WBGO 88.3 FM, the world's greatest jazz station in Newark. This is just going to be a shorty but goody podcast for you because this is the week where we are announcing our brand new relationship and collaboration with the legendary The Jazz Gallery in New York City, celebrating its 25th anniversary. The Checkout is linking up with The Jazz Gallery for a new conversation series, The Checkout at The Jazz Gallery, where I'll be sitting down with artists to have intimate conversations about their creativity and craft, and hopefully some good stories too to go along with it. And our inaugural show together is tomorrow night, that's Saturday, where I will be sitting with the tenor saxophonist, clarinetist, and bass clarinetist, John Ellis. Oh, he's a composer too, talking about his new jazz opera along with the playwright Andy Bragan, who wrote the libretto for what they call the Ice Siren, which you're listening to right now. This extended suite of music was actually commissioned by the Jazz Gallery a few years ago, and part of their 25th anniversary season, they're bringing it back to feature John Ellis along with vocalist Miles Griffith and Gretchen Parlato. And the instrumentation for this band is super fascinating. We got Marcus Rojas on tuba, Chris Dingman on vibraphone, along with a guitarist, percussionist, two violins, a viola, and a cello, basically a string quartet, and conducted by J.C. Sanford. And just to give you a little preview of this jazz opera coming on stage at 8 p.m., our talk actually begins at 7:30. Of course, that's open to the public, too. We asked John Ellis to talk about, just give us a little teaser about the Ice Siren, the genesis of the idea, and share a little music too to go along with it. Thanks for checking in.
My name is John Ellis, and I'm a saxophonist and composer. So what exactly is the Ice Siren? And how did it start? Well, so Andy Bragan, playwright and good friend of mine, and I have done several collaborations, and the first one was called Dreamscapes. And in that one, we looked at 12 different dream poems that Andy had composed for the project. And I tried to respond to each of the poems with 12 different pieces. We didn't quite get to the end of all 12, but it was very informative for our collaboration and for how we might work together. So at the end of that, we decided what we might do next was focus in on one particular dream. And we thought that one that was a nightmare would have some particular usage. Maybe we could get the most out of it. And so Andy did some research, studied up, watched a lot of horror films, and he came up with basically the story of the Ice Siren, which is meant to be a love story that's kind of haunted and humorous.
Beautiful shadows.
I'd like to share with you one song from the Ice Siren. This one's called Little Man. It features Gretchen Parlato singing. Gretchen plays the role of the deceased lover, the siren, who's haunting her lover, who goes down into the crypt to find her. And so this takes place after he convinces her to show him her face, And she asks if he'll still love her after he sees what she looks like. And he says, of course I will, of course I will. And then of course, he's frightened when he sees her face. And so then she is accusing him of not ever loving him in the first place. This also has a great solo from Mike Moreno on guitar.
Flowers, more flowers.
We just heard the fifth movement of John Ellis's The Ice Siren, libretto written by Andy Bragan, featuring the vocalist right here, Gretchen Parlato, on the composition entitled Little Man. And a reminder just to join us tomorrow night, Saturday, at the Jazz Gallery to see The Ice Siren in performance and join me for a conversation with John Ellis and Andy Bragan. Tickets and information at jazzgallery.org. That's jazzgallery.org. Thanks for joining us on this mini podcast of The Checkout, produced at WBGO Newark. I'm Simon Rettner. Thanks for checking us out. And see you Saturday night, hopefully.